the Rambam Paskins, Mitzvahs Asim in Atayra, Lizoik, Ulahariya Bachatzaitzrois, Al Kol Tzoro Shatova Ratibu. There's a Mitzvahs Asim in Atayra to cry, to shout, to daven, and to blow shofar, Al Kol Tzoro Shatova Ratibu. V'dovazeh midarkei ha'tshuva. This is from the Darkei HaTshuva. Shebizman shuhu, shetova yitzoro, v'yizako aleh, when the tzoro will come, v'yariu, they'll understand, yedu ha'kol shebiglal maseim horoim horo lehem. Because of their bad maisim, that's why the Rebbeinu Shloilem is doing something wrong. Avim lo yizako v'lo yariu. If they won't, daven, cry to the Rebbeinu Shloilem. Elo Yomru, they'll say, Dova Zeh Mi Minag Ha'olam Irelanu. This is something that happened, you know. The Tzorozu Nikris, it's just a happening. You know, somebody went up on Har HaBayis and caused the Arabs to get upset, and that's why they're going around knifing us. Harizu Derech Achzorius. This is called the Derech Achzorius. V'geiremis lahem lidobik b'masim mamaseim roim, and it causes that we should be dovuk, cleave to them maisim roim. V'toisiv tzoro tzoros acheres, and this tzoro will bring other tzoros. Heistus hazeh. The minute that we turn around and we give our news comments of why it's happening, and we don't take it to heart that there's a message that the Rebbeinu Shloilem wants from us, it's Toisiv Tzora Al Tzora. So Rambam says that it'll bring more tzoros because we're saying it's a mikre, it's a happening. It's a very interesting. There's no war that's going on. It's not a war. Not as if there's a country that's fighting us. Yet the Novi's Nevuah came true. Or Bechutz Teshakel Cherev, outside they're flying around with swords. Ubachadorim Emo, and Bechadorim in your closed rooms, Emo. Everybody's sitting in fear. There's never been a time where people are walking the streets and looking over the shoulders the way they are today. People are scared to get on buses. People are scared to walk around the streets. Ubachadorim Emo. There's a fear. There's a fear to let people let their kids out. There's a fear to go to the makolet. And yet nothing really is happening. And the Rebbeinu Shloilem, once in a while, every so often, there's a stabbing. There's been korbanos, but it's not a war. It's not as if a country's coming out and the country's in sakana. It's more than that. Every person who walks the street is scared. They have no answer for this kind of terrorism. Till now, the Zionist state believed liyos am chofshi ba'artzenu, that we'll build a medina, we'll build a state where religion and state are separated. We'll build liyos k'chol ha'amim, we'll build a state that's like any other nation. We'll be a am chofshi. We'll be a free nation. And yet, there's no one in this country that's walking around feeling safe. There's no one that feels secure with himself. Everybody is walking around looking over their shoulder. Is the Ribbono Shel Olam sending us a message? Is the Ribbono Shel Olam telling us a message? We don't have Nevi'im today. We don't have Urim V'Tumim. But we can come up with different messages that the Ribbono Shel Olam is telling us. Here, I would like to put forward, which I feel is a very, very important message to all of us. Inasmuch as what Rabbi Taubes spoke about Shalosh Hudos, those who understood it, those who heard it, I want to take it one step further. By Avraham Avinu, let's start with the parasha of Noach. We find by Noach, Es ha'olekim hishalech Noach. And everybody knows the Rashi, Es ha'olekim hishalech Noach. Noach needed the Ribbono Shel Olam's help. But Avraham, hishalech lefonai, Avraham didn't need the help of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Avraham walked himself. What does Rashi want to tell us? What does the Torah want to tell us? Do you know who Noach was? Noach ish tzaddik. The Torah says that he was an ish tzaddik. Tomim hoya b'day reisav. He was zeicha to be the only one left and to continue the world going. Wouldn't you say that Noach should be one of the forefathers of Klal Yisrael? Wouldn't you say that Noach should be the one that the world restarted from Noach, that Noach should be one of the others? And yet you find that Aben Noach, anybody who's up till Avraham Avinu was considered Aben Noach. Aben Noach has different halachas. And from Avraham Avinu started Klal Yisrael. And the shaila is, what was Avraham Avinu Mechadosh over Noach, Shem Ve'eva? Avraham Avinu was a Talmud of Shem Ve'eva. Yitzchak was a Talmud of Shem Ve'eva. Yankov learnt Shem Ve'eva. And yet, they're all considered B'nai Noach. Only Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yankov are considered B'nai Yisrael. What did Avraham Avinu do different? What was he mechadish more than his rebbes? And yet you didn't see in the Torah that even though he learned Shem Ve'eva, that he went out against what his rebbes said, that he came out with something different. It was a different shitta. And even Yankov Avinu, being brought up in Yitzchak Avinu's house, who was going with the Masorah of Avraham Avinu, even after 60 years sitting in his father's house, still sent him to Shem Ve'eva for 14 years. So how come we don't hear about Shem Ve'eva? How come we don't talk about Musa Shelach, Chanoich? I said, Kim is Halech, no, Chanoich. Chanoich became a Malach. They're all considered B'nai Noach. And Avraham Avinu is the founder and the first Av of Klal Yisrael. What was he mechadish? We find by the Brisbane Absorim, the Hemin Bashem, that Avraham Avinu believed he had an Amunah in the Ribbono Shel Olam, Vayach Sheveho Loilid Stoko. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Rashi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu choshva la'avrom l'schus, as a schus, ul'tztoka, like it was a present to the Rebbeinu Shalom, it was a stok ala emuna, on the emuna she'emin boy, that he believed in him. What stoker is this emuna to the Rebbeinu Shalom that Avraham Avinu had over Noach? It's very interesting, you find by Noach, the Rebbeinu Shalom had to push him into the teva. So Rashi says, Mikat ne'emuna, ha'isan Noach. Noach was from the small people of an emuna. He believed and he didn't believe. He believed there's going to be a marble, he built a table. Yet when it actually came, he wasn't sure. He wasn't sure. Mikat ne'emuna, says Rashi. Mamin ve'en mamin, shiyovel mamin. He believed and he didn't believe that there's going to be a marble. V'loi nichnas l'teva, he didn't go into the teva, ad she'tochku ha'mayim, until the water pushed him in. What's pshat? Let's go off track for a minute. There's a halach in Shulchan Aruch that paskens in deichen nefesh mipnei nefesh. You got the Godel HaDor of Eliyashiv, has to have an operation. And the doctor says, the only way you're going to save him is by transferring an organ from somebody else who exactly fits the blood, etc., etc., and you find a senile old man, Jewish. He's half unconscious. He's probably 90 years old. In the Goisha law, they'd probably give him a chesed that they'll make him die slowly without any pain. Put the machines off. And Aloch in Shulchan Aruch is we can't put the machines off. And Aloch in Shulchan Aruch is that you cannot take the organ out of this person if he's going to die 1 minute earlier than he's supposed to save the God Lador. You would say, with our Goisha kep, we would say, what are you talking about? We've got to save the God Lador. We've got to save, he is holding the world together. And Aloch and Shulchan Aruch is, no. Ein deichen nefesh b'pnei nefesh. Each person is worth a whole olam. Bishvili nivra ha'olam. The Rebbeinu Shleilam wants each person, and each person is a world on his own. And therefore you cannot take the organ out of him. Another mashal. If there was one Jew that Hitler said and decided that if one Jew comes forward and is willing to give up his life to stop the trains going to Auschwitz, al pi halacha, you cannot send a Jew to do it. Are you going to save thousands of other Jews? Ein deichen nefesh mipnei nefesh. That's the halacha. And it goes further and further. Now's not the time to be masbir. But the lesson, the halacha that we learn, is that each person is choshuv, is considered an olam mole. He's a world on his own. Unbishvili nivro ha'olam. And the Rebbeinu Shalom has a tafkid for him. He has a purpose for him. And the whole world is kedai just to be created for this one person, and therefore one person is not more chashuv than the other. Goli biyodu lifnei chisei chavadecha. We say in the bocha v'asher yotza. It's goli, it's revealed, v'yodua, it's known. She'im yiposeach echad mehem, o yisoseim echad mehem. If something goes wrong slightly in the whole marechet of how the body works, yi'efshar lehiskayeh, we wouldn't be able to stand up. It's a brilliant plan of how the body works. And that every little small thing that goes wrong can cause any machla. And yet the Ribbono Shel Olam watches over each of us so carefully that there's a hashgacha pratis on every one of us, that from the minute we take in our food, what it goes into the body, what the body does, how it breaks it up, what goes into the liver, what goes into the blood, what koyach it gives us, the neshama and the guf, umafli lasois, the pele, that the neshama and the guf are together. Bishvili nivra ha'ilam. Yeah, the Ribbono Shel Olam watches over every one of us, wants us, and we are choshev ka'ilam mole. We find in Chazal different chazals, different places in Zoya, in Medrash, that we have a koyach kaviyochol, that we give koyach to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Through our maisim, we moisif koyach lamaila. Kilu the Ribbono Shel Olam needs us kaviyochol. And b'shas when Klal Yisrael do mitzvahs, when Klal Yisrael learn Torah, there's a hashpah that comes down. Meisifim tnu oiz lelokim, give strength to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We give koyach lemaila, that the Ribbono Shel Olam can be mashpia down l'toivo. And when pshat, when Klal Yisrael does averus, matishin koyach shel maila. We kabayochol make weak the koyach of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that the shefa, that the hatova, that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to give us, the goodness that he wants to give us, is less. Through our mitzvahs and tefillahs, we are moisif koyach, that the Ribbono Shel Olam can be meitiv. Through our averus and the way we behave, we lessen kaviyochol the Ribbono Shel Olam's koyach of being a meitiv, of doing good. The shaila is, what does the Ribbono Shel Olam want from us? What is the tafkid of each one of us that's so choshev of bishvili nivra ha'olam, and I'm kaviyochol a shutuf, a partner in my sabreishis. Like we say, if you say vayichulu on Friday night, you become, Chazal seik, you become a shutuf in the my sabreishis. The Ribbono Shel Olam needs a partner. He's going bankrupt. He needs a new partner to come in to help him run the business. What does he need? A shutuf in the Maisa Bereshis. He needs a shutuf in Maisa Bereshis. The Ribbono Shel'olam needs me to prove that there's a Ribbono Shel'olam. Here's a yusoid, which is not enough time. You can go on for hours about it. But I want to do it bekitza. And I think it's important that we understand what's going on. The Ramchal says, Miderech Hatoiv Lehetiv. The Derech Hatoiv, a person who's b'metzias toiv, is lehetiv, is to do good. And it's impossible to reveal the goodness of one's good until he does it in physical, until it shows up in the physical world that you're doing good. Until you do a maisa chesed, I don't know if you're a baal chesed. Miderech hatoiv, this is a yisoid gadol from the Ramchal, lehetiv. The Ribbono Shel'olam is a metzias of toiv. That's the Ribbono Shel'olam. He's a metzias of toiv. And therefore, Miderech HaToiv is lehetiv, is to do good. And it's impossible to know his goodness until you see it in the physical sense. Ad sheyetim bepoil. Is the Ribbono Shel'olam who's Miderech HaToiv, he has to be a hative. In order to be a hative, to show goodness, he created a world, and each person is choshev by him that he should appreciate the Ribbono Shel'olam's toiv. But the Ribbono Shel'olam wanted you to have 100% toiv, so he brought you down on a world that you have a bechira to choose good from right, wrong, to work for your wages, and therefore you'll feel it, you deserve it, even though the Ribbono Shel'olam is giving us much more than what we deserve, and it's way over, the schar is way over what the maisa entails. And the biggest schar is to be mizdabik, to cleave, and to get back to being together with the Ribbono Shel'olam. That's the biggest oinuk. As the Mesilas Yeshurun says, she'odom lo nivra elalis anig al Hashem, she'zeu ha'tainig ha'amiti ve'idin ha'godl. That's the highest level of enjoyment that somebody can get. And the Ribbono Shel'olam, because it's Miderech HaToiv Lehetiv, he put you down on this world, and he wants each one of us to have this goodness and to enjoy it and to be part of it. And when he doesn't, you're, in a certain way, you're being Metzayeh the Ribbono Shel'olam that he can't give his full goodness to all of us. And this is a very important nekuda. When I do something wrong, it's not only the avera that affects you. I'm not letting the Ribbono Shel'olam become a mative. You're stopping him showing his goodness b'poel, in a physical sense. So when I do Torah mitzvahs, not only am I being mekayim the Ribbono Shel'olam's tzivui, I'm being part of the big plan that the Ribbono Shel'olam is Miderech HaToiv Lehetiv. There's a big plan over here. The Ribbono Shel'olam is a toiv. He's a metzias, he's toiv. And he wants us, and Miderech HaToiv is Lehetiv, is to do good. And in order for the goodness to be shown, you have to do certain acts that will bring down and show the Ribbono Shel'olam's toiv. Therefore, he needs you as part of his big plan. And you're a shutuf. You're a partner in the big plan of Miderech HaToiv LeHeitiv. And therefore, when you don't become part of that plan, there's a tzar hashchina. The Ribbono Shel'olam has tzar from it. Rabbi Taub said over Mori Dika Maisa once. He said, I was once sitting by a seminar and I was talking to a bocher who'd gone off, fun boy once, and he went off. And I'm sitting there talking to him about Amunah, Bitochen, Yedias Hashem. And it was late at night, Friday night. And he said to me, I have to go for a few minutes out. So he said to him, why do you have to leave? He says, I have Derech Eretz for you, so I can't smoke in front of you, but I've got to go out for a cigarette. So Rabbi Taba was sitting there, and he wasn't sure what to say. If he turns around and says, we're tarnished, he's going to turn him off. He's not going to be able to bring him back. Yet, to sit there and to watch it happen, he can't. Tzar Shechina, Ribbono Shel'olam, Chal Shabbos. So he turned around to him and he said to him, I want to ask you one question. If the Ribbono Shel'olam would come to you in a physical world, imagine the Ribbono Shel'olam would come down to you and ask you, can I have a cigarette? Would you give it to him? He said, yeah. In fact, it would be a covered for me. Now that you're a maimon by Hashem, if it was your last cigarette, would you give it to him? He says, for sure. Covered godel. So he turned around and he said to him, every cigarette that you take, you're being Messiah the Ribbono Shel'olam. When you will not smoke that cigarette, that's like giving the Ribbono Shel'olam your last cigarette. That's how choshev it is. The guy didn't go out for a cigarette. Today he's one of the biggest machzirei tshuva. What was the message? What was the message? What did Rabbi Taub tell him that suddenly clicked? He told them that you're choshev by the Ribbono Shel'olam. He told them that the Ribbono Shel'olam wants you. You. To you, it's a greater staff for me that you should smoke on Shabbos. Because you're choshev. And when you smoke on Shabbos, you're stopping me lehetiv. You're stopping my plan that I want to do good. And I can't. So I'm in tzar. That tzar the Ribbono Shel'olam has from every one of us. I made him, says Rabbi Taube, understand that Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam, that he's Choshev Ke'olam Oleh, and that he has a personal connection with the Ribbono Shel'olam on a personal level, that he's a Ben Yochid to the Ribbono Shel'olam. He's an only son to the Ribbono Shel'olam. And him not smoking is Messiah, the Ribbono Shel'olam. Suddenly he chapped. Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. He didn't go out. Noach, Shem Ve'eva, Chanoach, Mesushelach, they all believed in the Ribbono Shel'olam. And there was a Teiros Elokim. But they didn't understand that it goes even further. That the Ribbono Shel'olam needs each one of us. And the Ribbono Shel'olam loves each one of us. Bonim atem l'Hashem elokeichem. You're a child to the Ribbono Shel'olam. and that we control the Bria, that we are shutuf in the Maisa HaBria, and that by us doing Torah mitzvahs, we're doing a Maisa Chesed with the Ribbono Shel Olam, that the Ribbono Shel Olam can now show his goodness. Ratzona HaTov LaHeitiv. That's a Metzius. He wants to do good. We are part of that plan. That Avraham Avinu was Mechadish. That Avraham Avinu was Mechadish. Vayachshaveh lo litztoka. That Avraham Avinu was considered the Ish Chesed. Wasn't only the Ish Chesed of doing good out there. He was an Ish Chesed because he was Mischesed in Koinoi. He did Chesed with his Creator. How do we do Chesed with the Creator? Can we give something to the Ribbono Shel Olam? The Torah says yes. We, with our Maisim HaToivim, we are now becoming part of the Ribbono Shel Olam's big plan that he can give goodness and he can be mated to the Bria. And when we don't, there's a Tzar HaShechina. A father would love to give his child a present. But when he spits him in the face, he can't give him that present. The present is waiting for him in the closet. But it's not happening. Does the father have tzar from it? 100%. I'd love to give my kid this game. I'd love to buy him this car. But he spits me in the face, I can't give it to him. Avraham Avinu was mechadish one thing. That besides the emunah b'Hashem, each one of us is choshev ka'olam olam. Each one of us is mischasid in koinoi. There's a chesed with the Ribbono Shel Olam. We become a shutuf in the Bria. We are kaveyachol tnu oiz lelekim. We give power to the Ribbono Shel Olam in order to bring down hashpah. And when we don't give that koyach to the Ribbono Shel Olam, he's b'tzar. Because it's waiting in the closet to be given to us. Bonim atem l'Hashem elekeichem. That Avraham Avinu was mechadish. And therefore he's the first father of Klal Yisrael. Because he understood the koyach of what emunah. And bitochni goes a lot further than the Torah's noyach. And therefore a ben noyach, if you say koinim sheini oichel, I make a neder, I'm not going to eat from a ben noyach, I can still eat from a klal ben Yisrael. Because we're in a different realm. We're a different type of people. We're in a different league. We are kol zman sho'isim retzeinish al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is koyach, is stronger than a hatova to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It goes even further. Klal Yisrael, B'Shas Matan Torah, that was considered Erusin. There was an Erusin. Let's take marriage. The halacha is that I can be Mekadosh 10 women with one ring as long as there was a Shava Pruta enough for each one of them. And I can even give it to a shliach, and the shliach will be mekabel the ring l'shem eser noshim. And they're all mekudeshes. Hurry up mekudeshesly. Yichud? Yichud is only shayach with one. Yichud, if there's something else in the room, b'shas yichud, and it's not yichud. Yichud just means me, the wife, and the husband alone. The Shas Matan Torah, the Ribbono Shel Olam came down, Kof Aleihem Har Kegiges, Hareya Mekudeshesli. Hareya Mekudeshesli. And he gave us a Torah. Now each one of us has to take this Kiddushin and be Mesiyached with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That Yichud is each person's personal avodah. Each person's personal avodah is how much is he miyached with the Ribbono Shel Olam. When I take to the Ribbono Shel Olam, give you a moshul. You're walking with your kala into a cheder yichud, and you stop just before the cheder yichud, and you see a newspaper, and you say, "Hold on a minute, let me just read it." What kind of yichud is that? Or I walk into a cheder yichud, and while I'm being misyached, I'm talking to somebody else, I'm texting somebody else, I'm connected in a lot of different places. Is that yichud? No. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, Chazal tell us, Rotzeinenu lasis rotzeincha. Our rotzen is to do the rotzen of the Ribbono Shel Olam. What's the rotzen of the Ribbono Shel Olam? The Ribbono Shel Olam's rotzen is lehetiv, and we are the vehicles to bring out that hatova. We are shutfim in the Maisa HaBriya. But what can we do? Ritzenin elasis ritzencha, el shibud malchias, this we're in Golas, and so'or shebe'isa. So'or shebe'isa means the leaven that may grow the dough. Kilo our yetzahara. Shibud malchias we had for 2,000 years. Klal Yisrael always was frum. Klal Yisrael were always maiming b'Hashem. Klal Yisrael all the way through the history might have not been the biggest Talmidei Chachomim, but we talk about the Bobas Tehillim. We talk about the Tfilas of a Poshida Ein b'Yisrael. What was the Golos that we had for the last 2,000 years? Make a cheshbon. Inquisitia. The Cossacks. The Shoah. Tzionis. Zionism. Communism. They were all out against Klal Yisrael as a whole. That you didn't have the choice to keep Torah and Mitzvahs. And Klal Yisrael fought it. There was no children at risk all these years. There used to be one, you always read in the books, there was one guy who went off, he lived at the edge of the town, and he became the Malshin. But in the big picture, Klal Yisrael never had people falling on the sides. Shibud Malchias, the Golos, was how can I keep Torah Mitzvahs when the Goyim are stopping me keeping Torah Mitzvahs? That fell. We don't have Shibud Malchias. There's no such thing as Shibud Malchis anymore, if I'm allowed to say it. Golos, there's no place in the world today that a Jew can't be a Jew. Even outside the Kremlin, 5 minutes away from the Kremlin, there's a yeshiva. Everything, all walls came down. State and religion are separate things. There's no way in the world that a Jew can't be a Jew. We've never been in a matzav of such freedom ever in the history of Klal Yisrael of Golos. Mitzad Echot, there's never been such a shefa of Parnasa. There's never been such a shefa of Torah. We have no nisoyan to keep Torah. If you can't read Hebrew, you've got English. If you can't read English, you've got thousands upon thousands of shurim in Torah, Tefillah, Mishnayos, Halacha. You could be the biggest shagets. You get your rabbi sends you a Mishnah day, Halacha day. Chiyuv Talmud Torah, everybody's yetzer. 70,000 balabatim. Finished daf hayom. It was unheard of 100 years ago. Come, finished a mesechta in their lives. A regular balabos who went to work at 12 years old because there was nothing to eat in the house. We don't have to fight for our Yiddishkeit. We don't have anybody fighting our Yiddishkeit. We have the last part of Golos, B'chor Choismin. Let me explain to you what B'chor Choismin means. The last part of Golos is, before Mashiach comes, is the Sha'ol, Sa'ol Shebe'isa. Each person's Yetzahara. That means today, you can be from, you've got everything open to you. You can be, Yiddishkeit is gewaldig. Yet, you can walk around with a strangle and bekish and vice zocken. You can walk around like a hat like a yeshiva bocha, and you can be a mentes sharei tumah. And you can be a goy gomo. Where's our nisoyen? Our nisoyen is on a personal level. We don't have shibud malchias. Our nisoyen, says the Ribbono Shlom, is each person in his own personal life. How much is he part of the Ribbono Shel Olam's plan? How much is he misyachid with the Ribbono Shel Olam? How much is he given over to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Bishvili nivra ha'olam. That was Avraham Avinu's avoda. Kulam be'ever echot. Everybody was on one side, and Avraham Avinu was a loner who went out by himself and made hundreds and thousands of talmidim. Echot hoyo Avraham. Avraham was on his own. He was a single-minded person. Each one of us is an Avraham Avinu today. Each one of us is surrounded by so much Avodah Zarah and Gilui Arayos. And yet we can play the game on the outside, but only the Ribbono Shel Olam knows. Who's the Mechalel Shabbos? Who's the texting on Shabbos? Who's watching whatever you're supposed not to watch? Who's the real emissary over the Hashem? That the Ribbono Shel Olam only knows. That's what the Gezeira of Shibud Galius is today. B'chor Choismin, said Ribbono Shel Olam. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, of a B'chor Choismin. With you I'm going to end off. That's going to be the sign. Before Mashiach will come, B'chor Choismin, the Avodah of Avraham Avinu is how we're going to be Mekabel Mashiach. How much do you want Mashiach? How much do you want the Hatov of the Ribbono Shel Olam? How much do you feel connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam? That when you do an Aveir, you metzai the Shechino. That's an Avodah. A total different Avodah than there was 50, 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 300 years ago. Everybody's on their own. Everybody's an Avraham Avinu. Everybody is Echot Hoyo. When everybody is B'chor Choismin. This is the avoid of today's generation. Each one of us, we can play the game, we can walk into a base of medish, we can daven, we can learn, and yet we can be miles away. We don't believe. There's new blogs that opened up on the internet of Frumma Yidden with Mishpochus, and they're all asking questions on the Ribbono Shel Olam. A whole blog. Chassidish Yungalait, Williamsburg Borough Park, hundreds. No shaykhness to Yiddishkeit. Where does that come from? That's the Sa'ol Shebe'isa. Shibud Malchus? America's a free country. Religion is free for everybody. You can do what you want. You can walk in the streets. At one time, you couldn't walk out in Chutz La'aretz with your tzitzis hanging out. Today, you can gain with Alla Shmeinu Begadim. Anywhere in the world. Nobody's scared. I'm a Jew. Where's the Nisoyen? Nisoyen's you. B'chor Choismin, Avraham Avinu's Aveda. If you take a look, you look at the Ribbono Shel Olam's message. We don't have a war that's going on by us. It's not a milchoma against Klal Yisrael. Jews around the world, there's not a war, there's no Inquisition, there's no Shoya, there's no Holocaust. There's one thing, there's a few Arabs that decided to go and stab singular people. There's 7 people, 10 people have been killed in the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, yet everybody's scared for their own life. Is the Ribbono Shel Olam not sending us a message that the war is about Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam? That it's a personal milchama, each one is out for himself? When a guy gets killed in Malachi Yisrael, the whole Klal Yisrael is talking about it. One person gets killed. You're talking about the 60, 70 million Arabs that want to wipe us out. And we're worried about one person? Is the Ribbono Shel Olam not sending us a message, Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam? That for us, we've got to take that message that each person is an Olam Mole. Each person is that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants his Avoida. He's a Bonim Lashem Elekecho. Him. In his own Dalad Amos Bechedre Chadorim. Where he's not scared of the Ribbono Shel Olam of anybody else. Is it not that the Navi is saying, Bachutz Teshakel Cherev, there'll be swords outside. Ubachadorim, and in your private rooms, Emo. You'll be fearful, you'll be scared. When there's a war going on in Syria with Eretz Yisrael, are we scared? No. We're sitting in Yerushalayim, we're sitting in the base of the bedroom, we're okay, there's a war going on out there. Here the war came in on a personal level to each one of us. Is Ribbono Shel Olam not sending us a message? Ubachadorim Emo? Are you scared to go on a bus? You stay home? Because at home is where you will prove who you belong to. Are you part of the Ribbono Shel Olam? Are you a shut of Emaisa Bereishis? Or are you just putting on an act? But yet you're miles away. You could be somewhere else on the internet, in Memtashari Tuma, in whatever it is. Agav Orcha, in brackets. I just want to say one nekuda. Somebody brought me in the movie of what went on in Malchei Yisrael last week. He brought me in a clip. He showed it to me. It was scary, the way he came flying down and the way he went in so fast into the bus stop. To nest that only one got killed. It was also scary to watch the way the Arab got out of the car and shechted him. But you know what was really scary? When you see 2 or 3 yeshiva bachrim standing there, cold-blooded. There's a yid dying there. There's a yid who's just been shechted. Sitting there, standing there with their iPhone and taking a picture and sending a message, taking a picture, sending a message, and nothing. You don't see any regesh al Yehudi. You don't see any regesh. Is that not Ritzicha? Take a look. I'm sure plenty of you have the clip already. Take a look. Do you understand where we've gone to? How Memtesh Shari Tuma we've gone to? Ayid is Gehagad Al Kiddush Hashem. And all I can think about is texting this big beautiful picture, taking a picture and texting and texting and texting. Gornisht, as if nothing's happened around you. There's a guy standing there shooting an Arab. Gornisht, he's cold-blooded, nothing, as if nothing happened. That was the biggest chiddush to me on that movie. And I suddenly said to myself, that's where we're holding. The Ribbono Shel Olam can send us a Ratzicha, Avinu Malkeinu, Nekoyim Nekot Mazdam Avadecha Ashofu. We'll scream it by Ne'ila. But when we see it, we have no shaychus to it. Because we were never misyached with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's our Avodah. And that's the message. I'm not a Navi, not a Ben Navi. This is my regesh that the Ribbono Shel Olam is sending us, that every person is choshuv. And it's not a war on Klal Yisrael in general. And it's not two armies coming together. The Sotan, the Hatovah that the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to give us is being thrown back in our face. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, you're not machshiv yourself. You don't understand that your avodas Hashem is worth to me an olam mole. Then I will go out against you, nefesh tachas nefesh. Klal Yisrael is not in basakona. Shimon Malchus is not. But Sa'ur Shabbi Isa. And if the Sa'ur Shabbi Isa is not taken care of, then I will prove to you that each nefesh is an olam mole. And when one guy gets killed, the whole Klal Yisrael, from all over, do you know him? Do you not know him? Everybody runs to the Levaya. Thousands went to the Levaya. What shaykhs do you have with him? But everybody understands, a guy was killed. And how many guys are killed in their private rooms? And how many guys are stopping the Ribbono Shel Olam and bringing down the Hatova and the Ribbono Shel Olam? It's B'tzar Shechina. When we don't appreciate what we are, B'shvili Nivra Ha'olam, each one of us is a shutuf with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Before Moshiach will come, the Chasima of Golos will be the Avod of Avram Avinu. Everybody's on one side of the fence, and we're the only ones who are crazy, that don't have phones, are not connected. We want to be Mesiachet with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Not only do I not want to be connected, I don't want to have anything that could connect me. Because that's not being Mesiachet with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yichud means that there's nothing else. Hariyah Mekudeshes Li says the Tosfos, Osar Kol HaOlam. There's no other thing, nothing else in my mind except the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's our Nisoyin. Our Nisoyin is Avraham Avinu today. Our Nisoyin is each man for his own. Each man is a Shutif and Bria. And you could be sitting in your own room and you've got to make a cheshbon. The Ribbono Shel Olam, if I offered him a cigarette, if he asked me for a cigarette, would I give it to him? If he came to me, Ribbono Shel Olam came to me and said to me, I want to do a favor for you. I want to give you hashpo, shefa, panosa, siyata dishmaya, gishmak in life. Better than any antidepressant. Better than any piece of weed that you can pick up. Feel good about yourself. And the Rebbe says, one tanai. Throw away anything that shaykh to memtesh shari tuma. Throw away my connection to the outside world. Become a shutif and my separations that the Ribbono Shel Olam will be able to be mative. Don't let me be b'tzar. The Ribbono Shel Olam is b'tzar. Every time I open up that internet, the Ribbono Shel Olam is b'tzar shechina. Nobody knows about it. The Ribbono Shel Olam sends us a message. Nefesh tachas nefesh. Each person is worth millions. B'chor chosmin. We have to know. We have an achrayis. And we go to psychologists and they talk about self-esteem. And they talk about feeling good about yourself. You want to know how to feel good about yourself? Get connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam because he's the tachlis hatoiv. And when you're connected with the Ribbono Shel Olam, he's mashpia on you, Toiv. He feels you're a partner with him. You become your Avraham Avinu. Every one of us is an Avraham Avinu in a miniature. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, oh, this is who's going to be my Av. This is somebody who understands the message. This is somebody who's going to bring the Geula. We might have to go through Yetzias Mitzrayim. But we're the Dor HaMidbar today. We've got Anei HaKovid. It doesn't make sense how we're still alive here in this country. 70, 80 million people want to kill us, and we're still alive. We have Panosa. We have Shefa of Torah. Dor HaMidbar. But we're not maiming. We don't believe that we, each one of us, is a Ben Melech, is a Ben. Musa Bani Al-Timas says the Slonimah, what's the Musa Hashem? What's the Musa that Ribbono Shel Olam is giving? Bani, that you're a son. Al-Timas, don't make yourself billig. Don't fashmutz yourself. You're a Ben Melech. That Avraham Avinu was machadish to us. That we're all Bnei Melochim, and Bnei Melochim behave differently, even b'chedre chadorim. Because we're being misyachad with the Ribbono Shel Olam the whole time. And each one of us has to have that personal connection, that personal relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Bizchus dem, the Ribbono Shel Olam will give us that there should be lo'od shoyd v'sheva. There shouldn't be any more swords and sheva in Klal Yisrael, and we mizeichat to be as being in a Mesa Middash.